This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
A big hand. Praise the Lord. How many of you were blessed? Don't live for self. I think every one of us is blessed. Amen. Hearing something like that and not putting it into practice is the highest level of foolishness. Our Father, Bishop Oyedepo, said to all of us, don't live just for today. Live for tomorrow. Most of them attended schools owned by the other churches you can call. They didn't live for self. They live for self. They won't abuse such churches, such schools. Most people here attended missionary schools, mission schools. And today we are all happy. They came. They didn't live for themselves. They put structure. Yes, they may not be spiritual as you are, but they've not had crisis. Yeah, once the man is gone, who is to take over his crisis? Whether you like it or not, you won't be here forever. So put a structure. So when you're gone, they don't need to fight. The people know that this is the person. They may not be so spiritual like you. 2,000, 3,000, they've never fought for who to lead. Then with all our spiritualism in quote, there's fight. As if it's traditional stool. Because they have a structure. Without a structure, the future will rupture under our mentor. So have a structure. Have a what? We're putting something very strong. We're almost through. We're trying to experiment it by March. Because I saw it from him. Written down. That's the structure. It has to be written as a document that people will see. So it's, even if you're gone, they can interpret the document. And I said, this is how it is. Because you will not be here. It has one thing people don't like to hear. People don't like to hear that. They say, hey, don't say it. You will not be here forever. There's no point deceiving yourself. You and me will not be here forever. You don't like to hear it. You can't cast it. You won't be here. So put a structure. Put a what? All the wonderful chambers are dead. All the wonderful hospitals are dead because no structure. They didn't think of the future. Take every doctor. After they are gone, the hospital is dead. In fact, in the 70s, the hospital is dead because they can't have that strength to walk like before. So the hospital is built around him. It's not built for the future. Why the hospitals in overseas, they are built 200 years. Yeah, this hospital has been here for 200 years. Nigeria, as the man is, before he dies, the hospital is dead. Because no structure. No. He built it around his strength. So when he's 70, he cannot go to hospital like before. The hospital is dead. So that used to be a wonderful hospital. Used to be a wonderful chambers. No, it shouldn't be so. But I'm sure we are blessed. Thank you, sir, for that word. Thank you. Praise the Lord. How many are set for the second word? And as long as the woman had vessel, God kept filling it. It was right, he said, okay, God stopped. How many are set where he can fill the next vessel? I want to pray, Lord, I want to fill me again afresh with a word that will take me to the next level. Go ahead and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. I want a new filling afresh. For the next phase, in the name of Jesus. Open your mind and talk to God in Jesus' name. Go ahead and talk to Him. Go ahead and talk to Him in the name of Jesus. Let crazy alone, Jintalo Bredia Kata. Zero preprekitalo Bredia Kosia to Lalijitalo Bredia Kotalidi. Go ahead and talk to God in the name of Jesus. Fresh. From heaven in the name of Jesus. For the next phase. Are you talking to God this morning? Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name. Lord, in this second word, let each one have a word from you. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Give me a big hand. Yesterday we started commanding exploits in life and ministry. We'll be taking the part two. Took part one yesterday. I was very fast. I'm not going to be that fast today. Yesterday many could not write. I was on a jet speed. Today I'll take it gently. And we took our test from Jeremiah chapter 1, 10 to 12. Is that true? It says, see, which we have interpreted as understand. See, I've set thee over the nations and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down. We took all that see, we said it was understanding. Is that true for those who are not here? Over nations, that means you must have a mentality, superiority mentality to know that you're over nations, you're not just over one small place. To pull down, to root down, we talked about prayers. Is that true? Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me. We talk about the word. That's verse 11. He said, what seest thou? That's where we are to start. Is that true? We stopped at verse 11. Excuse me. The whole was taken from Jeremiah 1, 10 to 12. We stopped at the word. And in verse 11 said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? Many people stop in prayer when it comes to expansion and exploits. They say, we are praying. That's all you hear. We are praying heavily. We are what? Just imagine going to field and then just have a mental picture. On the field, there are 22, is it 20, 11, 11 players? That's 22. 22 players, and then there's one small object they call goalpost. You remove that goalpost. As small as it may look like. And leave the 22 players with one round ladder. Just imagine how the football will look like. Remove that thing and say, enter the field. And they said, we have been here for 90 minutes. He said, what have you been doing? We are playing. How will it look like? It will be energy in the wrong direction. Because there's nothing they have as a target. That's that when your life is without verse 11, you are playing football without goalpost. It said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what seest what? Thou. And I said, which means God asked me a question. I see the roof of an almond tree. I said, then said the Lord unto me, thou had well seen. So it is your own sin that will tell me the next phase. I will hasten my word to perform it. Shout hallelujah. So we're taking step five. Am I correct? For those who are not here, go and get all the steps. I can't spend all my time for that one. We said step one, see, understand. Step two, look at your note. I have it. Step two, you have forgotten that now. Okay, step three. Step three, what? Five and prayers. Step four. The word of God. Now, step five, dream. Step five is what? What seest thou? And I said, I see the rod of what? An almond tree. Your dream is what you picture from scripture that you want to feature. It is the mental expectation of your desired end. In line with scriptures. Your dream is your treasured future. Any ministry void of dream or life void of dream will not last. Every exploit in life and ministry begins with a dream. Where you are now is a function of your dream. You cannot dream big and remain small. You understand? Hear me well. The altitude of the church growth you experience is determined by the magnitude of your dream. And you cannot be greater than your dream. Dream has no alternative. The day you have an alternative to your dream is the day your dream dies. Because when dream is in place, focus will be in place. Dream eliminates distraction and establishes attention. It establishes attention. That is, you will always give attention to your assignment when you have a dream. Yet it's the Almighty God had a dream of redeeming mankind. The Almighty God. For God so loved, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He gave his son but loved the world. So when he was given his son, he had a dream of the world. Is that true, sir? He didn't just say, Jesus, go and die. He said, go. As one person, but my dream is to affect the entire world. From the beginning, God had a dream. John 3:16. Jesus had a dream of a mega church. That is from 12 disciples to billions of disciples now. He sent the 12, but from the beginning, he said, go here to the world because I have a dream that it will not stop with the 12 of you. The entire world will be affected. May someone's dream affect the globe. That is the power of what? Dream. From the beginning, you must have a dream. Every global pastor is a global dreamer. You cannot be desiring to be a global pastor with a local dream. A wise man said, and I quote, make no small dreams here. So your dream must be bigger than you. Must what? So that it will take only God to accomplish it. Any minister without a dream is only playing. Most people are merely existing with title. Only few are dreamers. Because dreamers rule the world. Dreamers rule the world. A dreamer can never be moved by circumstances. They see challenges as stepping stones to their success. Many think Joseph's dream was not sleeping and waking up. That dream I've interpreted is not the one you saw in the night and somebody pursued you. You are all Bible students, that's not the dream. That is hunger strike. Dream is a mental picture of your future that you want to feature. Are you going to say now? You are seeing it from mental picture of your future from scriptures you want to feature. You are seeing it that this is what God said. So I shall be the head. That is a mental picture. From scriptures, you see it, you place it, so I'm driving towards that area. Now, Joseph ruled his brethren. I was studying and I saw something. The Bible said, I saw the other stars bow to me. It says so? Which means everybody among Joseph was a star. He said, I saw other stars. He didn't say, I saw them, my brethren. He said, I saw other stars. So which means they were all stars. But it was the only one that dreamt. He said, I saw the other stars. So there were nobody amongst them was small, but they didn't dream it. He said, I saw the other stars made obeisance to me. So each one was a star, but none of them had dream. None of them had what? Dream. He was the only one with a dream. Isaiah 54, let me show you something. Especially for those of you who want growth. How many of you want growth? Who likes smallness? Who likes something to be big? Okay. I'll show you something that will shock you. Isaiah 54, 2 to 3. Every time it comes to a dream, God is not the one to do that. You are the one to do. That's where we miss it. We pray. We stop at prayer. It said, enlarge the place of thy tent. You enlarge, not God. And let them stretch for the curtains of the habitations. So from 1,000 members, shift in your mind to 10,000 first. Don't say, oh God, bring 10,000 when your mental system has not shifted. Before the 10,000 will come, from your mind, expand to be able to reach the capacity for 10,000. It says, enlarge the place of thy tent. Make provision for the what where you want to get to. Mentally, spiritually, mentally, and physically. Is that true, sir? Don't we pray for a church to be 2,000 when the facility you have is for 50 people? Where would the 2,000 people stay? Are you getting what I'm saying now? When I ask God for growth, and I say, Lord, enlarge this church, He told me, he said, enlarge. So, I know the crowd coming cannot contain in one branch. So I said, now open branches, and we start 5 services, all of you 5. So as the crowd comes, there's a space for them. He won't do that for me. And as I exploded with the 5 services in all places, all the places were full. Are you getting what I'm saying now? God won't do that for me. I will have to do it, then he will now accomplish it. I mean, understand what I'm saying? Dream is not God who will do it. It's enlarge the place of your tent. You enlarge. Then, look at what God said here. He said, lengthen thy course and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And the breaking forth is from him. He will not empower you. But you can't break forth when you... Now listen. He don't use a 2x4 bucket to want to have a container of a tank. You want water that will be tank level, and you, what you have is a bucket. The water will waste. And God does not waste. So if I want water of a tank, I must provide what? God won't do that. I'm holding a bucket, yet the water I want is a tank. You know, that's dangerous. So God will not be pouring the water and be wasting. And God is not a waster. So if I want to move from bucket to a tank, what do? I provide a tank to contain that water. Are you getting the illustration? Is that a prayer on the left? I see your head in the tent and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. I pray today, where the elasticity of your mind has reached, God will take you there. So your enlightenment is a function of your dream. You can't use narrow dream of today for tomorrow's expansion. God will not determine the elasticity of your dream expansion, but you. And until you dream, your expansion will not be in view. Now the question is this. What is your dream concerning that ministry and organization? How many have dreams? I will tell you now, you'll be shocked that right now, not up to 1% have a dream. How many have dreams? You have dream? I will tell you, they don't have one. How many have dreams? So let me see. Everybody has dream. Oh, glory to God. He said, write the vision. How many of you wrote down what you dreamt? You wrote it down, that you can get up anywhere and bring the document, not a piece of paper. You sure? Okay. If it's not written down, it's not a dream. It's a wish. Any dream not documented is a wish. It's a light division. Make it plain. So it must be documented where you can bring it out from a diary and make reference to it. If you didn't write it, forget it. Our church will be 5,000. You will write it on inside a diary. My business by the next 3rd year will have 3 branches. And this is how I will make it happen. You will write, you will document it. If it's not documented, it's a wish. It's a what? It's not a dream. And many don't write anything. They just say, I'm believing God that God will take us to this level. They don't believe God like that too. The Almighty God documented the Bible. Without document, we wouldn't have been able to have a Bible. You cannot make outstanding progress without a dream. It is what you dream God will confirm. Now listen carefully. In Genesis 15, 5 to 6. He looked at Abraham. He said, Abraham, come. And he brought him forth abroad. And said, look now towards heaven. And tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed the Lord. Say, dream. Abraham said, now number them. This is how it will be for you. He was trying to give him a picture. You will never leave your present position until you can see where you want to be in life and ministry. Before the journey starts, you must know your destination. Don't enter a vehicle and say, I don't know where I'm going. No one can arrive at a future that he cannot see. You can't see failure and arrive at success. You can't see a local church and arrive at a global church. It's what you see you get. What you see today is what defines your tomorrow. All of us know the story of Abraham. God said to Abraham, and I'm going to bless you, and that shall be a what? Genesis chapter 1, chapter 12, 1 to 3. But Abraham did not fulfill that. And God saw that Abraham was trying to frustrate the purpose he has for him. He said, I'm going to bless you, and through you the entire world will be blessed. Abraham could not fulfill that. God said, you know what? I want to bless the world through you. So God had to bring him out in chapter 13, 14 and 15. It's Abraham, from where you are now, look up. He was not talking about physical eyes. He was saying, dream now. As far as your eyes can see, it's yours. From where you are now, from the 10 places you are pastoring, from the one business place you have, lift up your eyes and see. It was from here, beginning, I saw that I would talk to the entire globe. I saw it from the beginning. Not now. That's why yesterday when the young man was preaching, he was talking. When they come to me, I was not moved. I said, listen, I'm not going to take opening prayer and closing prayer in the television. That's not what I saw. I saw myself speaking from one area to the world. When there was no internet. But I dreamt it. What is your dream? Abraham was successful because of what he was able to see about his future when God told him. Are you getting what I'm saying now? He said, from where thou art. So from the level where you are now, lift up your eyes and see. Are you hearing me? From the one member, see members who will be very, very successful. Only dreamers become leaders in their fields. To accomplish extraordinary, you know, let me pray. I don't want to just leave that scripture. I know you know it, but let me read it properly. Genesis 13, 14 and 15. The Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord was separated from him, lift up the eyes. It was not talking about physical eyes. Hope you know that. It's talking about the eyes of his mind. And look from the place where thou art. Not word. Genesis. South word. Malachi. East word. Matthew. West word. Revelation. As far as your eyes can see in this book. For all the land without seeth. With me from the land. This book. This is our own land. To thee will I give it, and to thy seed. As far as you can see. Now listen. Dream is powerful. I saw from scriptures that God is no respecter of persons in every nation whosoever fears him. I said, wow. Then it means I was going to be one of the richest preachers on earth. I saw it from scripture. From what? That is no respecter. Therefore, nobody can intimidate me no matter your color. There's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. There's no difference between white and black. There's no black preacher. There's no white preachers. That's why I hate Black Preachers Association. It's a stupid nonsense. Don't enter such association. Never. Niger Delta Ministers Forum. Don't enter. You are limiting yourself. Ministers should be ministers. There's nothing like Niger Delta. No. You have already put yourself in a small box. What is Niger Delta? Northern ministers. No. You should be ministers from everywhere in the north. Not the tribe of the people. Don't get me cry. If they say northern ministers, whether you're Yoruba or Hausa, in the north, yes. But not a tribe of people. You have put yourself in a box. Yoruba Ministers Forum. No. It should be ministers in the north. A Yoruba man in the north is a northern minister forum. But once you begin to go by Niger Delta, a joy ministers forum, you will end as an Ijaw man. Your dream is a job, and you will never go beyond the jawland. Because you have already placed a peg on yourself. This is a job minister. You will end up as a Yoruba minister. You can't influence people from Igbo land. Be careful. Be what? So, I saw long ago, that I'm not going to be a local champion. When nobody knew me, they said, take opening prayer. I said, I will not take. God did not send me to be a local. No pride. I dreamt too big. I said, me, take opening prayer and closing prayer in a television station. No. Logan, whatever. You know why? Without dreams, you will place limits on what God can do for you. God will make all things possible when you have a dream. So where you are now is where your dream has kept you. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm privileged to travel around the world. When I reach anywhere, people say, oh, Pastor, I know you. I've dreamt it before. My wife and I were somewhere in the United States, and somebody ran to me, quoted the village where my parents came from, an American. So I know you. Are you not this person? I say yes. Then pronounce the village name, say Bolo. That's where my parents came from. The person took time to read about me. Pure American, not Nigerian, became American. You know, you have brothers who become Americans. I don't mean that type. This one born there, no generation, pure American. That has been my dream. Dream that anywhere I go, I can be a local champion. Stop thinking local and expect big things. You want to go global? Start thinking global. Stop thinking what? And expect to be global. I command the breaking forth in your mind. This place is it. Dream is from here. It's a mental picture. Mental what? From scriptures of the future you want to feature. Step 6. Look at verse 12. Shall we read verse 12? Because everywhere I take it from that place. Well, that's where God gave me the message from. And I prepared this message long ago and kept it. I didn't know that one, the minister's conference will come. I prepared it. So when minister's conference came, it was easy for me. Don't wait till when they give you an assignment. Leave ready. Verse 12. Let's read together. I want to go. Step 6, pursuit. Pursuit. Pursuit is the act of making positive attempt to achieve a desired goal. Pursuit is the act of making positive attempt to achieve a desired goal. Every mega church or business excels on the platform of pursuit. I said it's the act of making positive attempt to achieve a desired goal. Your dream plus pursuit hastens God to perform. You cannot have a dream and remain dormant. Many of us will have dreams, but we do nothing about the dreams. Pursuit is a proof that you desired church growth. For instance, when I say church growth, business growth, are you going to say now? It's the same principle. Same what? Principle. Let me say this to you. Do you know God does not respond to what you are going through in ministry? He responds to your pursuit towards achieving your dream. Stop looking at the challenges. You can't go forward looking backward. Get up from that challenge and set your dreams in motion on the wheels of pursuit. Accomplishment will only set in when your dream is fueled by pursuit. You must engage in aggressive and persistent pursuit of your dream. And one major circle, let me say this, for I want to use church growth, but it's in principle, one major circle for church growth is soul winning. Is what? Because if souls are not coming, of what use are you in church? Church growth is souls. Church growth is what? Let me say this to every pastor. Church growth is not how many branches you have. It's how many souls that come. There are people who have 1,000 branches. The total population is not up to 10,000. So, that's not... Church growth is number of souls added. They say, and God added to the church. So, if there's no addition, there's no growth. Do you get it? So, business is the same. If you're not making progress, there's no growth. So, I will just be narrowing on church growth. So, when I say church growth, apply it to your own area. Are you getting what I'm saying now? I said, one major circle for church growth is what? Soul winning. So I'll be focused on soul winning. You must have passion for souls if you want to experience growth. Now you must have passion for your business. The same principle. You must have passion for your what? Now I'm saying souls because I'm talking to more to ministers. But you must have passion for what you are doing if you want growth. Passion drives one tirelessly for accomplishment. Luke 19 verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That was why he came. John 4:34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. John 2:17. And disciples remember that it was written, the zeal of the house has eaten him up. Jesus, our perfect example, was passionately consumed with expanding the kingdom through soul winning. Your passion will always move you to your heart desire. If it is your desire to see the kingdom vision come through, your passion will steer your pursuit for it to be done. And your passion for souls is the greatest of all that you can possess and pursue. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack, we all know, concerning his promise, as some men call slackness, but not willing that any should what? Perish, but all should come to repentance. Luke 14:23. The Lord said unto the servant, go out to the highways and edges and compel them to come, that my house may be filled. Now, take note of that. I'm going to go very deep in that. That my house, or the land, by that my house may be what? So God did not build any church to be empty. That my house may be filled is church growth and can be achieved through soul winning. That my house may be what? Filled. Preaching on the altar is not soul winning. You must go out for soul winning. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Lead by example. Go out for soul winning and the congregation will follow suit. Are the leaders hearing what I'm saying? Jesus engaged fervently in soul winning. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is what? Lost. Luke 19:10. And where we read in John 4:34. And Matthew 28:19. While leaving the earth, Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. All what? He did not say, go and amount the pulpit. Listen, see what he said, go ye and teach what? He never said, go and amount. Pulpit is secondary. Primary is soul winning. That's where pastors meet. That's where men of God meet. Go ye and teach. So the primary mission is soul winning. Make soul winning your lifestyle. And then preaching on the pulpit number two. Are you hearing me, sir? Oh my God. This is where many of God meet it. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. So the first primary assignment is what? Soul winning. Then on the pulpit is secondary. But now we reverse it. Some don't even make altar call after preaching. You know, you can. It's easy to learn Latin. In the West, most of the great preachers don't make altar call after preaching. Don't learn it. Don't learn it. Our fathers, they are the boys who it was after preaching, they make altar call. In the West, I've gone for conferences. Heavy conference, global conference, after heavy meeting, no altar call. So no sinner came. So the church is just there for motivation. And all such things kill the church. Because when souls are not saved, the church will die. So you see those big churches all of a sudden not growing again. What made our churches where we came from not to grow? They were not making an altar call. And if people are not saved, God will not waste his time. How to cultivate an effective soul winning lifestyle? You know, as a minister, I don't... How to cultivate what? Many of us don't even know how to win souls. If I tell you, be short. Many of the pastors don't know how to win souls. They are confused. They say, how do I start now? Where do I start from? Many don't know. They only know when they meet somebody, but how to make it? There's no way I go to the world that I will not win souls. Even if I'm in America, I win souls. Even in the place where they say, don't preach. Okay, let me be very raw. How did your cult men bring people to their societies? They don't advertise on television. Then how did they increase their membership? Oh, when people, did they announce on television? Well, your membership increases. So if the devil can increase his own kingdom, you, kingdom of God, you are there sitting down one place. From today, I command you loosed. When you stop winning souls, your calling has ended. How to cultivate an effective soul winning lifestyle. Number one. Possess an undying compassion for the lost. An undying what? That's where it starts though. Possess undying what? Compassion for the lost. That's where the thing starts. For God so loved the world. John 3:16. So you to be like God. Oh no, I can't see this world perish like this. There's something in you that stirs you up. I say, no way. It's not what God called me to do. Number two. Maintain quality work, WLK, with the Holy Spirit. Maintain quality work with the Holy Spirit. Luke 12:12. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. You know the meaning? Every time you're stepping out, depend on Him, because on the spot, He will give you a word for each person. There are people who meet you, they want to just rack your brain. And on the spot, He will just give you an answer for them. We are going south, and a woman was to stop and say, I know, now money are they fine, now money. And they want to tell everybody. Then we turn and say, the government where you vote, how many money will they give you? She now paused. You voted them and they've not given you money. Now, will you bring us with them money? You know, you vote them. They don't give you money before. Now, that was a word on the spot. At that moment, she kept quiet. Yes, she voted them and they didn't give her money. So listen to us as we preach. The one way you vote, don't give you money. Now, me, we come to preach, you want to give you money. But that was a word on the spot. If you don't depend on the Holy Spirit, your preaching will have limitations. You keep your word. I was going for evangelism. Life story. And a young boy wanted to put me like the Pharisees in a trap. I saw him. The old boy just told me, this boy wants to be funny. I saw a woman who was, you know, like homeless but mad. Mentally not sound. He said, sir, this woman has been here. And she needs to be taken care of. You know what he wanted to do? This man, you say, take care of people. If this man is not taken care of, what are you preaching? I just, you can see these Pharisees and Sadducees spirit. And people were many there. They've already made utter calls. So that one word can make them say, Rebecca, this man is talking nonsense. This woman, no get house, you know, if he help her with all the money we can get. And I knew, it was the only one who did not make utter call. And he had music on his head. He threw me that question. So I came back to him. I said, you know what? You know, if I take this woman in this state and keep her, tomorrow her family will ask me, how did I do that? So you find out all about her, because by law, I'm not supposed to do that. So get all her details. Get who her relations. Get all her information. You bring it to me today. No way. I said, because I can't just carry her like this without knowing where she came from. If anything happened to her, they will hold me responsible. So you can find out where she's from, who is her relation, her auditors, then get back to me. That was the end. Never go for evangelism without the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Holy Ghost called Jesus accursed. And by no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. They can't confess without the Holy Spirit. So ask Him to help. Before you step, I say, Holy Ghost, help me. Pray short word, prayer. Number three, exemplify the lifestyle of Christ. Exemplify the lifestyle of Christ. Ye are the light of the world. A city that said unto him cannot be what? Hid. Matthew 5:14. Let your light so shine before men, they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5:14-16. Number four. Always pray for the salvation of sinners. Always pray for the salvation of sinners. Romans 10 verse 1. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. So pray. As you get your soul winning, ensure they are preserved. Now listen carefully. Most of us, we are addicted soul winners, but cannot preserve the souls. That's where I will go for. Most of us, because of the preachers we hear, we go out for soul winning, but you find out that the souls we won, we don't know how to preserve them. They come, they go. They come, they go. They come, they go. They are not preserved. You are doing the soul winning exercise, but the souls are not preserved. The real work is soul preservation. Yes, soul winning is good, but soul preservation is the real work. In John 15 verse 16, he said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you go and bring forth fruit. Fruit is soul winning. And that your fruit should remain. That means after they are won, they are not permitted to be lost. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So, the real work is not just preaching. Make what I call, they come in, and then you find out that the next service, they are not there. Every wise farmer considers the act of preservation very vital, because it is what will enhance productivity, sustains progress, and makes harvest evidential. Soul winning brings them, while preservation makes them to be rooted. And it is soul preservation that church growth becomes exponential. So how do it? In 2 John 1:8, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which have been rough, but that we receive a full reward. We must pay more attention to visitation and follow up. Paul speaking in Acts 15 verse 36, and some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. So from time to time, you find out how are they doing. And the easiest way to do that is to have an effective self-fellowship. Because every soul that comes, let them belong to a cell. And in the cell, they have a family. So constantly ask the family, hope everybody in that family is available. Because if they don't have a family, nobody will know them in the latter church. Self-fellowship is the major tool for preservation. Any church without a self-fellowship. Now listen. Listen. We are called the body of Christ. And the body is made up of cells. Is that true? Medically. Is that true? Now many make mistake. The body does not build the cells. It's the cells that build the body. I come again. Many people, when they pray for a church, they don't know that without the cell, the body is useless. If a man's cell began to die, his body is dead. So if the cell is not strong, the body will start corrupt. Now listen, even your physical body, the cells is what builds. That's why I say, if a man's cells, they are dying, they say his body is, this man's body is dying. So the moment the cell is not strong, the body will start cracking. But we build the body without building the cell. Do you understand why the preservation is so? We are building the body. We have good things. But the cell is not effective. So the body starts shaking. You see, they just come, they go. But when the cell is strong, the body will remain strong. I mean, understand my illustration? So an effective cell structure is what keeps the people. Otherwise, they'll be coming and going. 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 You'll be having many people coming, but few people stay. So I hear. And so preservation is the only way your joy can be full. We must also intercede for the establishment. We must also intercede for their establishment. In John 17:9 and 12. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Verse 12. John 17, 9 and 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Praying for them to abide will help ward off unprofitable labor in soul winning. John 18 verse 9. That the same might be fulfilled which he spake, of them which thou givest me have I lost none. So you pray, oh God, all the souls you gave, none shall be lost. After a major soul winning exercise, you pray that the souls not be lost. So I hear. Most times you find out that you won 170,000 souls, but the ones who are remained, we are not doing anything. Now, life story. A year, we had 10,000 first timers when this church started newly. We saw the record of 10,000. We could not present 1,000 souls. So I said, wow. Church did not grow by 1,000, but we had 10,000 first timers. So I went to God and I said, Lord, how can we have this number of persons visit the church, yet we could not present 1,000? That was the first time the Holy Ghost said to me, read Young Cho's book on home cell. He said, read this book. And the book was on top of my bed. I didn't read it. That the book is in your library does not mean to work for you. It was that book that turned the church. The moment we started home cell, church growth became stable. Effective home cell and prayer for them not to be lost cannot be toyed with. It's right here. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be a steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So don't just walk and nothing to show. We pray to resist Satan from taking advantage of them. Is that true? We pray for them also to become fruit-bearing Christians. We pray that they become fruit-bearing. You know, when you win them, they themselves should also bear what? I'll show you a very simple formula. Listen carefully. All pastors, I taught it before COVID in Kenyaland. As I taught this week, the following day, COVID started the following week, so we are not able to apply it. Many people. Every church can multiply minimum double by the following Sunday. Every church. It's very simple. Very what? Very simple. If you read the book of John, chapter 1, if you read from 41 down to 45, you see that two persons met Jesus. Andrew and Philip. Andrew and who? And then the two of them did something. Each of them went to bring their closest person. Andrew went and brought Peter. Philip went and brought Nathaniel to Jesus. And the two of them brought the closest person. So all three church, just tell the members, each one go for your closest soul. Brother, sister, and bring them for next Sunday. Because everybody has somebody close to him or her who is not born. Tell them, emphasize they should not go for somebody who is already in the church. They should go for a person who is not born again. And pray heavily for that week. The next week you must have souls. Even if it's not exactly the same number, souls must be added. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Okay. Look at it here. Jeremiah 12 verse 2. Thou hast planted them. Yea, they have taken root. Now you have groomed them, they have taken root. You've done foundation class, they grow. Yea, they bring forth fruit. They too go and bring what? After you finish foundation class, you tell them, hey, now that you are born again, you have taken root, you too go and bring your own. Become the Peter and Andrew and Nathaniel and what? Philip. Operation Andrew. Operation, look at it here. I'm done. We're just taking partition. That's possible. Now, bring it back. Bring John. John 1, 41. 41. John 1, 41. You're bringing John. Let me read from 40 for better understanding. From 40. From verse 40. It said, one of the two which heard John speak, followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. Do you hear that? That Jesus. Go ahead. He first finded his own brother, Simon. And say unto him, we have found the Messiah, which has been interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to who? And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "That's Simon, the son of Jonas." We all know that is Peter. And that shall be called Cephas, which is by the interpretation of the stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find that who? You have gone for evangelism. You want some souls. Now, those ones you want, you should go and win others. Do you understand the multiplication? You have come to win people. Tell them, all the people you want, tell them to go and win other people. And find that who? Philip. The following, and follow me. Now, go ahead. Now, Philip of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Yes, go ahead. Philip find that who? Now, Jesus found Andrew. Andrew found who? Peter. Jesus found Philip. Philip found who? Nathanael. You have gone for evangelism to find somebody. Tell that person to go and find another person. You see the church will do like this. Tap. Tap. It's the easiest way to multiply any church. So that we have found him of whom the Messiah is. You all know the story. Your Bible students, yes, you go and do. Business is the same principle. You get one customer, tell that one customer to bring another customer. Yes, sir. Customer, did we treat you well? Recommend us to somebody else. Bring your closest friend to come and patronize us. Simple. The same principle. The same what? Hope you are satisfied with our job. Did we treat you well? Our sewing, do you like it? Say, yes, you are sewing the perfect. Bring somebody who will sew for the person. That person come again and say, you know what? You like our job? Recommend us to somebody else. You keep growing. It's the same principle. Say what? Same principle. Did I do well in my job for you? Okay, recommend me to somebody. The same principle. The same what? Why are you satisfied? You've wronged it. Now go and tell your brother who is somebody again to come and join you after your foundation class. So the person goes and say, come, 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 come. So no church is supposed to be small. Once soul preservation is in place, church growth is inevitable. Paul said, I press towards the mark. I press what? Philippians 4:13. Towards the mark simply means pursuit. Simply means what? Now, what have I said in all? You are only qualified for the dream you are willing to pursue. So, dreaming church growth without pursuit will end in futility. So, dream big, pursue it, and you get it done. We will all accomplish our dreams in Jesus' name. Dream what? Big. Pursue that dream. And no devil can stop you. If devil stopped you, you had no dream. Here ends the reading. Shout hallelujah. So from Jeremiah chapter 1, you take a summary. 10 to 12. Let's go together. Number one. See. What is see? Then I have this day set you over nations. Number two. What? What is it? Superiority mentality. That you are not just a local champion. Number three. To pull down. To root out. That's fervent prayers. Number four. Verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord. The word of God. Number five. Dream. And number six. Pursuit. With these six steps, you can't be small. You can't be small. It's a sure way. Nobody, everybody can be big. He said the last days. So no church is permitted to be small. No organization is permitted to be small. Every church can be filled. He said that my house may be filled. If it's not filled, you are not going out. Do you know that sinners are too many? There's no point in any church. Sinners are many. How do I know? Now this is a very simple way to know. Drive Monday to Saturday in any city, there will go slow. Drive Sunday morning, the city is free. So 90-something% of people are in their houses. But if they are going to church, the city will still be busy. I come again. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when people are running out, every city in the morning is busy. Sunday, the city is quiet. So if all of them are also going to church, the way they go out, the city will be busy. In the United Kingdom, when they watch football, they go in thousands. Yet people say they don't go to church. That means there will be something the people need to do for people to come to church. So people should find out, what do we do from God? What do we do? I can't teach that. I wish I would just have a church growth seminar. What do we do for people that I can't teach that now? Because if people go to watch football, there's no space. Even if a local team is playing, the stadium will be full. UK is very funny. Even if the team has no name, the stadium will be full. Yet, they don't go to church. So there must be something the people need to do for people to come to church. Say here. They were not coming to church in Port Harcourt. I was the first person to break the jinx. This city. So the city where you are, there must be a formula. There must be what? There's a Nigerian who went off. I won't go into details. When he went to a country, the country was all whites. The man dominated that place before he went off the line. He took over that part of Europe by storm. It was a city of 99 point something whites. Blacks were not up to 10 in the church before he began to do the wrong thing. So, people go to a church. Oh, there's nowhere people will not go to church. There's nowhere. If you know how to find, that's another day teaching. Maybe one will come next time. Or maybe I'll not record it because I'll tell you how to know that one, not today. Tomorrow is healing school. I wish I would talk to. I like talking to pastors. You know why? If you affect one pastor, you have affected nations. That's why I like talking to pastors. I don't like hiding things from pastors because once a pastor, when I mean pastor, I mean the office. I don't mean title. You can be an evangelist, bishop, but that once you affect one man, when you affect, you don't need to affect crowd. Just that one man can carry the fire and turn the place. So ministers' conference, no matter how we do so, there we always have ministers' conference because that way the fire can go around the globe easily. What members can do, ministers will not take. A minister from here can hit India. A minister from here can hit China. A minister from here can hit Australia. And then the fire will go, wah, on the earth. Are you going to say now? So it's very easy. There's nowhere you are that people will not come. They were not going to churches in this city. They were not going to churches. Where we're transmitting from. They used to tell us, they won't come. Don't worry yourself. It's a very religious town. I said, this town. I saw a crowd in Lagos, they will come here. This place. We don't have 5 services that are empty, 5 services that are all full. All our churches are full. There's no city that people will not look. Everywhere, people. Now, when they get home, you see your house? I think there are no ants. Most of you live in fine houses, no ants. Put sugar in the center place. You'll be shocked where ants will come out from. You now wonder, where are the ants in this house from? That means the food that will attract them, you don't have it yet. Well, they may be hidden, but when you have the food, they will find their way. They just say, you're preaching your sermon. You're not preaching God's word. Anywhere God's word is the carcass we gather. Canaan land is not in Lagos. It's in Otta. If you know the distance, no hospital is far for the sick. The people, that's on earth today. That's the largest gathering of a church on earth today. They go like sardine through. How can people drive from, those of you who know Lagos, from Lekki, somebody's driving to Canaan land. It's not far from the person. Because when the person goes home, he gets fulfilled. They are not coming because they are not fulfilled. You start telling them stories. Now, I don't like to preach that one. Rise to your feet. If nobody's coming to your store, also find out the same principle. You say what? You're selling product they don't like. You're selling what? You don't like them. And you also attend it to the people they don't like your way you attend it to them. Most times what we call preaching is our message. Not his message. Not his own. Let me explain this to you in a very simple way. I don't know why the Holy Ghost is taking me this way. The same food application will not be the same. Let me come. I'll use Nigeria because I don't know about the West. I was not born there.
So all of you in the West just have the same principle.
In Nigeria, we have the western part of Nigeria, we have the eastern part of Nigeria, we have the northern part of Nigeria. Now, they have common food. In the West, they have something they call amala. In the East, they have what they call gari. In the North, they have what they call tuwo of Nigeria. All of them, they mold them. The same principle of molding. Use hand to eat. Those of you in the West, you don't use hand. In Africa, they use hand to eat. China use stick, so don't bother. If you sell amala in the eastern part of Nigeria, will you move? If you sell tuwo in Yoruba land, will you move? Some messages you are preaching, they are not applicable to where you are. You will the same principle, but application how to suit the environment you are. As the Holy Ghost, I will tell you the kind of. I can't preach all this now. The Holy Ghost will tell you this is the message these people need. You come and say credit card in Nigeria, the whole church will turn and say, "What is he talking? Credit? Make we owe?" What they know here is ATM. You're not saying, you know, you have to have a credit card. They say, "Chineke." Pastor said credit. Let people owe you. Owe credit. You have credit card in America. Just give me. You know what? You must have a credit card. I hope you know that. Excuse me. What is he talking? Credit. Make with the owe for church. What the man knows there is what? ATM. You had a message from America. You just brought the credit. You now break it to ATM. I'm just giving an example. But if you have to America, it's ATM. Excuse me. I should go to the ATM machine. So every environment has an application. There are messages that work in America. If you preach them here, they will stone you. They will just get a carry stone and say, "We'll stone you in Africa here." And they preach in Africa here. You preach them in America. They look at you and say, "Is that man okay? He's in his senses. What is he talking about?" So you, every environment asks the Holy Ghost to give you the right menu for the people. Pastor, go back and pray. Say, which food will I give them to eat? I might give them amala. In the East. All of them swallow. The same principle. Everybody swallow. But the swallowing, they are not the same product. Something to me just, oh God. I wish I have strength to give you more secret. Maybe tomorrow. But healing school can't allow that. So, the many ones, I will record them and put on the internet. Just load it. Are you going to say now? Because I think God is dropping in my heart. I don't want to hide anything. The ones before us, they didn't hide. Young Cho, if you hid his own, will you know about church, home cell? If Young Cho said, "I'm not going to tell anybody about home cell," how will you know? If anybody did not tell me how church will grow, how will I know? So what are you hiding? There is it that what? And yet what? It's not only money. The more you hide, the more the thing will diminish. I've never shared any revelation that made me went down. After that revelation, another God will give me another one. If you keep hiding, it will diminish. I don't want anybody to know. I want to know. Die with it. And there are so many things God has shown you, show other people. In your only two ways. Don't say, "No, I like to know the secret of this alone." Thank you. No church will be small. No business will be small. Lord, I receive grace to put them to practice. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to put them to practice in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. We'll take offering and I'll come back for 5 minutes for impartation. Maximum 5 minutes. Set your heart after the offering. Give thanks to God for his word.
Sorry. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Please have your seat. Offering time. Believe in your God, you will be established. But believe in his prophet, you will be prosperous. The Hebrew word for prosperity means talak. It means to come out of. The divine principle of compensation is the discovery of a prophet and the activation of covenant principle by seeding. If you want to come out of lack this season, please package your offerings, your prophet seed. Make sure you separate them. And if you have done so, ushers, please share the envelopes. Make sure they are separated. If you have done so, leave them above your heads and begin to prophesy. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask that you bless us to come out of poverty in the name of Jesus. Please, ushers.
I want your heart because I'm not going to speak long. Yesterday they taught so much on it. It is the heart that determines the impartation of the grace you receive. Somebody can lay hands on you, pray for you, and you may not carry any virtue if your heart is not rightly placed. The woman with the issue of blood, her heart was set. She said, before she left, if I may but just have the opportunity to touch him, I know his garment is in a place of authority. She said in her heart, so it was not the touch, it was the heart that drew down the virtue that enhanced her value. Before Adeboye met Oyedepo, his heart was set for an impartation. He said it was so strong that he told him, his eyes, how you come. Adeboye was to preach in Port Harcourt. He was not known then. Oyedepo was not known. They said, but he knew his heart was set. Well, God told him he would come. And the man heard God. Two of them heard God. And today you can see the effect of wisdom. And if you watch, everyone that draws from the other person, there's a shift. The results of Adeboye Oyedepo, they are unfathomable. They are very humbling. No matter how proud you are, you enter redemption camp and you enter Kenya land, you'll be humble. All your pride will die. You say one person with this kind of vision. And most people, when they are very proud and they come around me, I just say, go around. When they come back, they say, sir, but you don't talk. I say, well, thank God. But I can tell you my greatest secret is my heart. When I go around such men of God, like my mentor, I don't believe I know anything and I don't know. I just collect. And this manu, I can't take all, it's a collection of graces. If there's plural. I've collected grace, there are too many. And I've never lobbied to find my way to any of them. My wife is my closest associate. I never want the lobby to meet with Billy Graham. It was Billy Graham ministry that said they want to see me. Who is this African? I said they want to see, they look for our church in America. I said, please, we want to meet this man. Who is this person? I didn't say Billy Graham ministry, I want to come. They sent for me. The rest is, Billy Graham's family has slept in our house. Our private house, not hotel. When he passed on, 45 minutes after he passed on, I was among the first people they called. He's gone, you are a special guest. I sat 3 rows after Trump, my wife and I, for the front of that. We are the only Nigerians, political, social, that were invited from Nigeria. And you all know the story. Now, look at it here. Are you seeing me there? That's Billy Graham ministry. Look at me at the back. Those seats they kept was where Trump sat and his top executive, so they reserved them. Were there. The cold showed us. I won't talk that one. I'm going to pray because it's your heart. You're all ministers of the gospel, you're all believers, so there's not how many testimonies I shared. If you want to collect, you collect. If you don't want, you leave. At least, if for nothing, the way the Holy Ghost work with me is not enough. Just imagine you added that one to your own. Will it be average? Holy Ghost work with me in a very strange way. True? Just imagine you collect that. Even if you didn't collect anything, collect that one. Add to the one you have. Will it be average? No way. You stay like this, you hear God as a man hears his friend. Some yesterday, before I even start talking, he said, the mantle is not ordinary. That song I gave you, I'm on the mantle. He saw where power emitted, not only from me, from everybody. Now, if believers cannot hold it, is it when you carry it, an armed robber can stand? No way. You just bring it out, the armed robbers will fall with their guns. Okay, just imagine you operating like that forever. Will the world continues? Rise to your feet, no longer, man. Take one song and I pray. Set your heart. Set your what? It was heart with which Elisha collected what Elijah carried. Now let me say this to you. That will humble you. I said in Canaan land. Mantle was not the major thing Elisha took. We focus on the wrong. The mantle was used only once. He said the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon Elisha. The spirit. Mantle was used once. After Jordan, Elisha never used mantle again. So what you need from a man of God is not a mantle. It's a spirit. I carry visibly the spirit of Oyedepo. 1997, not at this level. We were together in the house. And a man, mental case, mad medical doctor. I walked out of the room, they brought him in a violent state. He said, I know you. You are David Oyedepo. And began to quote verbatim. He said, I've read your book, Kiss Your Divine Health. 1997. My wife was looking at me. Everyone was looking at me. He said, I know you. So in the spirit, I was carrying the mantle of Oedipo. 1997. Now you should know that it's for me to Oedipo. 1997. So, and you know, this is a heart. If you have anything against me, don't pray. Oh. Don't pray. You won't carry it. There's no two ways. In case I offended you, forgive me now. And I noticed something, when grace comes, you beat people ahead. So I'm praying from my heart. You'll be surprised. Some things that you will just be. You will gain speed unprecedented. I prayed last time for two men of God. The two of them, we had their testimonies. They explode in the supernatural. One of them is here. Where is the rabbi? Where are you? He said, yes, I prayed for him and this young man for KK. Rabbi before now was not into that way. He said he went and just exploded. Somebody who was paralyzed, he had his testimony. Now, with that one, with the one he had, is he at the same level? No. KK shifted into the miraculous.
If you see him doing crusade, you see the same effect. Miracles happen exactly as if it was me. Plus the one he has. Just add this moment to your own. Add little here, little there. You beat where you are coming from. Is that all? Let's sing, please. And I close in 3 minutes. The song is dropped. When the song drops, go ahead.
For things that could not satisfy, and now I heard my Savior speaking.
Let me say this, the Holy Ghost give me illustration. Come, young man. Come up. Come up. Come. Come. Stand here. This, bring a microphone, please. Bring a microphone. Bring a microphone. Just any microphone. Go. You go. You go back. Hold the microphone. Stand here. I'll tell you what God is showing to me. I've done it before. Stand. Two persons stand at their back. I'm not going to pray long. Somebody stand at the back of this room. This young man is close to me. Now, I'm just for illustration's sake, how the Holy Ghost works. For 1 second, remove your heart. As if I offended you. I didn't offend you, but inside you just say, I'm not going to relate with him. Just put your heart that way. Put your heart that way. Just for a second. The Holy Ghost, as it works. Put your hand out and forget David. It's too arrogant. I'm not going to fluent. Now point your hand towards people and say, be blessed. With that kind of heart. You are seeing the same KK. But in your heart, close your heart. Close your what? Close your heart.
Yes,
please.
Yes.
I say, in Jesus' name, God bless you. Now pray for them. Shout.
In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Shout. Shout with
power. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Shout again.
In the name of Jesus, God bless you.
Nothing happened? Now, just connect your heart. And have a flow. Don't even shout. Just connect your heart. Say, God, what this man carries, I need it. I love him. Just, have you connected?
Yes, sir.
Don't shout. Put your hand towards him. Just in Jesus' name, God bless you. Watch what's all happening.
In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you.
So it is not how you shout. It is connectivity. It didn't shout, power flew. So if I offend you, forgive me. You will never get what I carry if you have reservation for me. It's a heart issue. I don't have any reservation for you. We never have till Jesus comes. So I just collect what he carries. I can't talk of other areas where I've been able to be privileged to carry grace. I can't go into those ones. Sing now. You've seen the practical illustration? When he shouted with all the power, not yet. Why is that happening? You are too reserved towards men who you want virtue from. You can't close your heart towards them and expect to carry what. We were classmates. We are not mates now. It would be an insult to think me and you are mates. That would be an insult. God has engraced me with all humility before him. What I carry is a different grace globally. So, do you want it? Sing that song and let's do it on.
I do not do well. I was seeking for things that could not satisfy, and as I heard my Savior speaking, drove from the swell, thou never shall.
Oh,
Take one more song by the Holy Ghost. You've not entered yet. When you enter, I'll tell you.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this fruitful land.
Lift your voice and worship.
I am strong.
Look at the screen and sing it together.
Thou art mighty. Yeah. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven. Bread of heaven.
Spread your hands towards this vessel. You determine the demand you place. What is it you love in this vessel that you want God to do for you? You pray first in your own, on your own, and then I'll pray. Ask God that this is the particular gift you deserve that this vessel carries. It's a covet, earnest good gifts. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Stretch your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. To the level at which you have placed a demand. So the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me. Whatever I carry that you deserve. From the depth of my heart, the Holy Spirit is the one that will make it happen. Now receive it in the name of Jesus. He said, shall give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. You have asked. Now I join my faith with your faith. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are in any part of the world, you are going back never the way you came. Whether for ministry, for career, for business, for anything, the same anointing will work in your favor. I vow never to take his glory. Now it is done in your life. You will see it manifest from now. In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead and give him thanks. 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 He's the one who did it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. You remember we are meeting at 4:30? Tomorrow we'll be healing school. Amen. The wise will know what to do. I won't talk that. There are things they teach. There are things you observe. Jesus never taught Peter how to raise the dead. He only watched him. How he raised Jairus' daughter. It was easy for him to raise Dorcas. Those who have ears will hear. Tomorrow is healing. The sick will be the ones who will tend to tomorrow. Tomorrow is not minister's conference. Tomorrow is for the sick at 9 a.m. But God told me something that is very humbling. He said, do you want me to increase what I drop on you? He said, bless the ministers constantly. I've never planned to hold a minister's conference. It's not because the one my father holds is enough for us. But he said, bless them. The more you bless them, the more increase what I drop on you. He said, because they are the ones who will affect my world. So I look at the year where my father is not holding. I hold one small one in my little own before the year ends. But I'll make sure his own is one that we all go for. Then me, I will now hold one small one to obey God. It will never clash with his own. Never. When his own, there I drop my own. But what God has told me, I will obey. Because I never plan. I don't like Holy Ministers Conference because the Allah is too much. But God's... But God said to me, now I'm standing before the Holy Ghost, said to me, I want to increase your anointing, bless the ministers. So before the year runs out, I'll let you know. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it will be a meeting where I'll virtually offload. It's not going to be too much English. But if I tell you to come fast for those days, every minister, are you hearing me now? And prepare yourself in such a way that you must carry something. Because what God gives me instruction is different. We are meeting for 30. God bless you. Amen. Lift your hands. Let's say the grace in fellowship. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the sweet flow of the Holy Spirit, rest now by with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Please, I forgot. Our senior ones, thank you very much for all that you've come to be with us. We deeply appreciate Archbishop John Praise and Femi Manuel. God bless you, sir. Amen. See you at 4:30. Those of you from Salvation Ministries, remain for 12 o'clock prayers. God bless you. Amen. We'll see you at 4:30.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.